You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast. I am joined by Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. The majors close out the regular season with a record of 16-22, 10-6 in SCAC play, and earn the number 2 seed out of the Western Division heading to the conference tournament. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Russell. Thanks for having us over here.
Coach, you opened up the season 2-15, scheduled really hard, tough, out of non-conference opponents, but you closed the season 14-7 record over your last 21 games. Where is this team as you guys head into the SCAC tournament, and what's been the biggest turnaround over these last 21 games?
I think just getting people healthy. It's a combination of some key people getting healthy and just breaking in a lot of new players. That's all. And you know, hopefully you can progress and progress in a positive way. And I think we've done a little bit of that over the last month or so.
Coach, you head into the tournament carrying a team batting average of .271. What's going to be important for your team in terms of your approach at the plate to maybe stay patient and get good at bats in the SCAC tournament setting?
Well, there's going to be good pitching there. I think we've seen that last year, and definitely seen it this year. There's going to be quality pitching, and you know, you just got to hope at times a pitcher can make a mistake, and you're ready for that moment. And there's other times you just got to outwork them, and then be better in certain circumstances, in certain situations. So nerves come into play come tournament time, and you know, I've seen 400 averages go to the conference tournament and hit 125, and seen 125 come out of the blue and be heroes. So it's a matter of, you know, there's some physical things that come into play, but it's also a matter of being able to handle the environment.
Coach, you mentioned that environment. You mentioned pitching, also fielding. How important in that tournament setting do pitching and fielding become, knowing that you have a chance to play quite a few games throughout the weekend? And what have you seen from your team in terms of pitching and fielding that you like going into Greencastle this weekend?
Well, you know, I think we've done a better job as far you're asking as far as we're concerned. So I guess as far as we're concerned, we've done some things a little bit better again over the last month or so. But you know, it's a whole new game once you get there. You know, wherever the tournament's held, once you get to the conference tournament, it's a whole new ball game, and you've just got to really be consistent. And wherever it's, you know, hopefully over a three-day time frame, you can put all these things together and handle all the situations that get thrown your way.
Coach, last year you guys were able to make a deep run into the SCAC softball tournament. I know that the makeup of this team is slightly different, and there are some new pieces, as you mentioned, getting acclimated. But how much does that run in this new environment with some kids that you have returning from that same lineup from last year that had this experience, will that help going into Greencastle this year?
You know, I think we ended things on a not so high note, and disappointing that and the way things turned out, and quite honestly, we haven't talked about last year a lot, and so a lot of the focus has been about this year and how we're going to manage ourselves approaching the tournament, how we're going to manage ourselves once we get there. So is it important to those individuals? I'm sure it is. I'm sure some things from last year are still kind of lingering. And, you know, there may be some kind of fire inside of them, but as far as we're concerned, it's all about 2011.
Coach, Caroline Thompson, perfect 21-for-21 in terms of steals on the base pass. How much does her speed put pressure on not only on pitchers, and then also how much does her speed benefit the majors?
It's helped us quite a bit. You know, we've definitely benefited, you know, from adding something like that into our lineup. And, you know, she's got great speed, and then she's been a solid base runner as well. But it could definitely put a little bit of pressure on some people, and hopefully the bats behind her are doing the job to get her around. So that's all we can hope for.
You mentioned the bats behind her. Coach Megan Iglesias had an outstanding year from the plate for your team, hitting .420 on the season, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs. What's impressed you the most about her game this season?
Well, just coming back, she's one of the folks I was talking about. She missed the first 14 games of the year, and it was just one of those things. She came back with a focus, and I think she came back knowing that she can contribute, and I think she's made it a strong effort to feel like, you know what, I'm a big part of this lineup, and I want to do what I can to help us along the way. And it's been great focus on her part. She prepared when she was out. She did as much as she could while she was out, and I think we've seen the results of that.
Coach, as I mentioned, 10-6 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed out of the Western Division. You draw the number 3 seed out of the East in Center College this weekend in your first opening game. Just talk about what the keys will be this weekend for your team to continue to do well if you want to make a run, not only get the result against Center, but make another run in the SCAC tournament.
Well, you know, the run starts, you know, or hopefully can start by overcoming, you know, what's traditionally been a strong Center team. I mean, when you've got to play the people they play in the East, not only in conference, but in non-conference, they play some quality people over there, and then having to run through the roads and the deposits of the world, they're very well prepared. And, you know, those coaches do a good job over there. Their players, I watch all their females sports, and you know, they get after it. They're highly competitive, and they take nothing for granted, and as we are. So it's going to be a heck of a battle to get past Friday at noons. But you know, hopefully it'll bring out the best of us, and hopefully we don't bring the entirely best out of them. So, you know, we can overcome some things. We'll see what happens.
Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. Again, the major is the number 2 seed out of the West will face off the number 3 seed out of the East and Center College Colonels at noon on Friday to open up SCAC tournament play for Millsaps. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the SCAC tournament.
Thanks for your time, Russell. I look forward to seeing you in Greencastle. And as always, thanks for all your help and coverage of everything within our sport.